Raza FM with Sisi Umanginawe, and you are still tuned in to Raza FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Mantsini. At a time where a lot of people are looking for different ways, you know, to increase their streams of income, sometimes we find ourselves associating with certain people professionally because we believe they've got valuable skills and it's people we'd like to work with, either because they're well-connected or because of the skills that they have. They've got valuable skills that we could benefit from on any of the projects that we intend to work on. Bese kuba nema challenges, because in choosing a business partner or someone to associate with professionally, there will be challenges, and reputation sometimes is one of those. Their values and principles can be another challenge, but also these challenges can affect you both professionally and personally, but it hits home when it affects you personally, because everything that we do is to ensure that we've got a comfortable life in our personal lives. Now, would you terminate a business relationship because your bae is uncomfortable with it? Mainly, mhlambe they question the person's values and principles based on their choice of clothing, kusindlela lagqoka ngayo mana isi professional, or whatever the reasons may be. Is it something that you would consider? You know, if my partner is not comfortable with it, then it's not worth, you know, the trouble that it will bring in my household. You let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raza FM 943, and you know what to do. But in choosing a business partner, it requires careful consideration of several key factors to ensure a successful and sustainable venture. It's crucial to find someone with complementary skills, shared values, and a compatible work style, while also establishing clear expectations and a plan for handling disagreements. This is something we sometimes overlook until there is a disagreement. And then you realize that with the person that I'm dealing with here does not subscribe to integrity. But by then, you're invested. So good trick. That is why we're having this conversation, more especially because we are encouraging a lot of young people to consider, you know, starting businesses. And sometimes some ventures require you to have someone either who's been in the field a lot longer than you or who's more knowledgeable than you. So you let me know and we'll continue the conversation. But it's Raza FM with Mark Evans, giving me joy. And you're still tuned in to Raza FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Mantsini. And we're talking business and love. Yeah, tonight it feels like we are choosing between the two, with the question of the evening being, would you terminate a business relationship because your bae is uncomfortable with it? Now, I'm getting into some of the things we need to consider when we form professional or business relationships with people. And one is shared vision and goals. Alignment is key. Ensure you and your potential partner share a similar vision for the business's future, including its goals, values, and overall direction. Disagreements on these fundamental aspects can lead to conflict and hinder progress. Understanding risk tolerance. Assess your partner's willingness to take risks and handle potential crises. A mismatch in risk tolerance can cause friction, especially during challenging times. Complementary skills and strengths. Avoid duplication. Don't seek a partner who mirrors your skills and experience. Instead, look for someone whose strengths complement your weaknesses and vice versa. Skill diversity. A strong partnership involves a diverse range of skills and expertise. For example, if you excel in operations, find a partner with strengths in marketing, sales, or finance. Three is trust and communication. Building trust. Trust is paramount in any partnership. Assess your potential partner's trustworthiness, integrity, and reliability before committing. And open communication. Effective communication is essential for navigating challenges and making decisions. Ensure you and your partner can openly communicate, actively listen, and address conflicts constructively. And I think the last one is very important, to ensure the relationship does not interfere with your personal life, hence leading to But I am going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to would you terminate a business relationship because bae is uncomfortable with it. It's Rise FM. It's Kendrick Lamar on Luther, and you're still tuned in to Rounds of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I did ask on the station's Facebook page, it's Rounds of Fame 943, would you terminate a business relationship because your bae is uncomfortable with it? And this is what you had to say. Tepo Khoza, utilishonile says Fezile, big no. Prince Mnisi, uti, if it's a good business, I won't terminate. Enhlekazi Masego, uti, no. Dumiso and I, Dlamini, uti, depends. Uncomfortable how? If it's bad vibes and untrustworthiness of the other party, it's worth considering. MG Mkachwa, I'll do my research on why she feels like that, you know, because I might be involved with some mafias and angazi, because meaning bugimali. Zoto Emelina, no. Potlela Pili Potlo, how did I even start it if she's not comfortable with it? If she found me already in it, why didn't she leave? Anyway, as long as ifagi mali, no woman would really fight it. So angege ngiyege. Jack Rajachi, no. Goodwill Tabete, no way, I can't find, no way, I can't find, do that, I can't do that. She must respect business and relationship. I'll continue with business opportunity I will get. J-Lo Khoza, good evening, Fezile, mina angeke ngiyenze leyo nto, case closed. I think also we need to be mindful of what we consider. Because remember, even in relationships, a person can be with you, you know, at a certain point in your life, but start to be afraid of, you know, if you would still consider them, if financially you were at a different level. So, uma ngabe mhlambe lesinesikhathi ubona ngathi wena nalomuntu nifanelene compared to yena nawe. You know, mhlambe you compliment each other in business and uthuma kanibuka ukuthi labani laba kube they were a couple that achieve a lot. So ngathi sengimlale ngimbambele lakho vele angaba threatened by le relationship yenu, which is strictly business without kuthi kumbe khona lo cross eye line anywhere. So be mindful of the fact that success intimidates people close to us. It's not just family and friends, sometimes it can be your partner. So now you need to play a role of reassuring them that you are my choice. Whether I'm down or out or I'm successful, you are my choice. Doesn't matter who I mingle with. It doesn't matter who I will meet as I grow in whatever it is that I'm doing. Trust that where issues of the heart are concerned, I'm content. It's Raz FM.